Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting at dreamvision7radio.com and 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. You are tuned to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour, where uplifting musical inspiration meets technical innovation. With your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget, recorded live at Singing Brook Studio in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts for your pure enjoyment.
Yeah. Hi everyone, it's December 3rd, 2012. Well, we're all so happy out here in Western Mass and beautiful farm. The sky was pink tonight. And we got to gather ourselves, celebrate being alive, spreading good cheer, eating chocolate, dressing up. Bring you the Gaia Star Crystal Radio Hour today on this sacred holy day when the planets are lining up with the Giza pyramids today. First time in 2,300 years, you can see them at the tip of each one of those pyramids. And the astronomers are saying, what's going on? Astrologers, can you help us out here? This is a phenomenon that we have never seen in our lifetime. Reading from the Gaia Star Crystal, Awakening the Tribes of Light screenplay. We had made a small trailer and filmed a lot and made the first CD with the soundtrack, but we got so busy doing all these wonderful creative things that the movie kind of took us a second seat for a while. But recently we were invited to Hollywood to see the viewing of the trailer as a possible winner in the Hollywood Vine and Film Festival. So we've been re-inspired to sing and to play it and play again to you. So we are all in character here. I'm going to just summarize what part one was. Yes. Mother Gaia, before she was created, she was a thought in heaven. How could she be? Where did Mother Earth come from? Came from a swirling pattern of blues and purples and turquoise colors. Out in the universe, swirling around. And she was created out of beauty and magnificent energy. She was born, and she was called the Star of Water, the beautiful planet of the blue waters. And she took her place in heaven. And Creator gave her a whole tribe of people to live in paradise upon her. And for thousands of years, they celebrated joyfully being alive. And somehow or another, confusion came in. And the illusion of the material world took over. And some people call it chaos, and disrespect for her came along, and the unicorns went into the forest to protect the guardians of the forest. Some people have never seen unicorns, and they don't even believe they exist. And the fairies went into the forest, and they'd come out at night and play. Because the people pretended that they couldn't see them. Yes, they wanted the land. They wanted to take over nature. And somehow or another, the Mother Earth started to feel this intensity around her and started to react a little bit to the chaos. The whales, the ancient wise ones, had come from thousands and thousands of miles to live in the waters as the elders, as the wisdom keepers. They sensed something was awry. They started to call their tribe together. Let's sing. Let's sing our song. Let's send out the call. Ancient Mother, ready? Ancient Mother, we hear you calling. Ancient Mother, we hear your song. Into the high country, into the mountains, and they built their monasteries way up on top of the mountains, far away, to preserve the wisdom.
The wise ones of wisdom, much in protection.
And they were singing alone, holding unto their wisdom.
Oh dear.
The crystals were gathered. All the sounds of magic were placed into the musical instruments. The wisdom was placed into the plants. The priestesses and the winged ones, they said, let's plant the messages inherent in all of nature. And when it's time to wake up these people from these shadows that they are surrounding themselves in, they'll start to hear the sound of spirit within. Again and again, they will wake up within themselves. And they will know. They will know. And as the whales sent out the call, and the elders went into the jungle and into the Andes and all of the sacred holy places to protect their tribes, there they went, disappeared. The crystals were buried in the earth. And suddenly, the sound is so deafening. I see a ball of light. I see angels. It's the archangels. I see Michael. Oh, Michael. And Gabriel. And Uriel. Gabriel is calling. Michael is raising his sword. The light is being sent throughout the worlds of universal knowingness. There's music followed by words. The archangels of light, they call out.
Light beings, masters, keepers of the ancient ways, confederation of intergalactic multi-dimension realms, spirits of love and compassion, let us go and open this council together and ask, what did we forget to send the Gaia Star? Let us review.
And the beings throughout the universe receive this message into their hearts. Well, this is that appropriate song for this particular moment. Sing down the walls. One, two, three, four.
Shine.
It's still beautiful out there, and the sun is reflecting on the moon. She'll be coming up later, Thursday. It's a love affair between the sun and the moon. Shine your light. Oh, yeah. Shine. Feels so good. Take a nice deep breath. Congratulations, humanity. We made it. Here we are, December 3rd, 2012. We're being reborn with love and light and celebration. Thank you for believing in us. Angels, archangels. You know, when I first received this story, it was a story. But that was 12 years ago. You know, it's true. This is a true story. It's about our awakening. It's about us coming together as human beings and realizing what we are. Divine. Here we are in our human bodies, but it's fun to dress up as celestial beings and sing to you. Because here we are. We're singing from heaven. We're singing from earth. We're weaving together heaven and earth in this song, in this music, in this story. Down the walls, come on! Oh, I think it sounds like we should go. Mira and Celestia and Azul. Oh, they feel the message into their hearts.
Oh, yeah, I hear it. They're feeling in my heart.
The planets and the music and the stars and the blue waves all start doing this amazing thing.
Wow, it's so amazing to be here.
They're trying to figure out who gets to go. Some of them have to stay behind and watch over the planets.
We're going.
And some of them, they're not even talking to each other. They're just going. They're just feeling this call.
I'm too young of a soul.
And their holographic centers of their being are just lit up.
I'm ready to go.
It's homing them towards Star Sirius Center. And there's spaceships and billions of spirits, and they're in their light bodies, and they're coming in from all different directions, and there's nobody to direct traffic. And there's a few people that are kind of bumping into each other. Oh, excuse me. Oh, and they're celebrating, and they're dancing in the temple. And they're all talking about how it's been so long. Hi. Oh, I haven't seen you in so long. Where were you when you heard the call? Oh, my goodness.
I hope you'd be here.
Look at it. It's Aunt Tilly. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Rainbow. The children's rainbows. Suddenly, they would swirl down to the bottom of the earth there. And the children were coming out as regal teenagers. The rainbow people. Can you imagine the rainbow people when they were teenagers? Woo! Wee. They already knew who they were. Yeah, I mean, you know, they walk with all sorts of beams. They have funny hats on. And they're always smiling to each other. They're always smiling.
I think they
have something that they're doing that we don't know about, don't you think?
Yes. They're feeling love.
Oh, there's a temple in the, way in the background. And it's got all sorts of flags on it. And it's beautiful. And it's lit up. And all these people are gathering in front of it. And the spaceships are they're docking next door. There's a series of circular platforms that were built by these engineers in the shape of the Flower of Life pattern. What do you mean, the Flower of Life pattern?
That would be a series of circles drawn at certain intervals that intersect one another to look like Vesica Pisces.
Can you say that again? Circles and circles and circles and circles? Is that what you mean? Circles and circles?
Yes. We've all seen the Olympics, and you know those rings that stand on top of
circles
one another like donuts when you've eaten about four of them and the rest of the box falls like dominoes?
Oh,
kind of like that.
Oh, and that was called the main portal dock. Suddenly, there's a group of five beautiful women walking down, and they're greeting their rivals with flower lays. Hi. Oh, would you like some fruit? A smoothie? Oh. A spaceship with the letters Regulus on the sides descends into... Uh-oh, it almost hits the dock. I guess they can't really see. Oh, it's the gypsies. Oh, no wonder. Oh, they get out. Oh, my God, they're having a riot. They're so colorful. And there's another one with the Pleiadian star system decorating the sides of it. Descends onto the platform. And beings of light are emanating from the ship in all directions. You mean that they don't have any doors on the ship? No, they're just coming out.
Gotta put some oil on that door.
There's a very interesting elder, and he's got a funny hat on with red and blue stars. And he has this cape on that has, I think it's the Jupiter and stars. And does he have anything he wants to say?
Mushrooms is the way.
Oh, yeah, he has a mushroom on his shirt with a rainbow over it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. And then there's... Oh, there it is, the Merkabus bus. Oh, look over there.
It's this the Merkabus.
Unusual shaped bus. Look at it. It's so cute. Hey, it's a hippie bus. Robin, look at it. It's a hippie bus.
It's a spaceship.
It has letters on it. Guess what the letters say?
What do they say?
It's the Lotus Star Merkabus. Oh, my goodness, it's landing at the dock. Oh. And look, it's the bus driver. He's driving the bus, playing the piano.
That's how he drives.
Oh, yeah, he's powered by the piano. Yeah, look at that. Oh, here we go. Flying. Flying. Pull the portal stars. Flower of light, luminous light, celestial wonder, celestial beauty, starlight power, starlight power, starlight power, starlight power, lotus star Merkabus, lotus star Merkabus, lotus star Merkabus, oh yeah. Flower of light, power of light, power of light, luminous light, celestial wonder, ooh, yeah, celestial beauty, ooh, starlight power, lotus star, Merkabus, lotus star, Merkabus, lotus star.
Yeah.
Light speed. Woo! Star speed. Light speed. Starlight power.
We may begin the conference.
Star Crystal Hour is sponsored by Wise Ways Herbals, distributed internationally. Founded in 1988 by Miriam Lucero to create natural herbal products for well-being, it celebrates 25 years of producing over 100 quality handmade medicinal and body care products, including salves, women's health specialties, Oshuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, creams, powders, bath crystals, hair and pet care. Wise Ways Herbals blends organic and wild-gathered herbs, pure aromatherapy essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
And the people, they gathered around, and they were dancing. Wandering in a snake-like formation, picking up beings. They were all headed down the lit-up, luminous path with the crystals on each side that would come alive with little spirit beings as they walked by, and they would greet them. Oh, can you imagine when the stones start greeting us with their divine self inside? Heading towards Star Sirius, the center of the universe, the Galactic Star Federation Center. The singing. fighting the stars, they're sailing down on the colors. Ooh, they're sliding down, joining the circle around, around. And they're singing, going in a circle like. They're winding along the light, holding hands. Magnificent building. People are stopping in front of the temple doors. Ooh. An angel. Beautiful angel. She comes out of the front door. Oh. She greets them. Greetings. Angel Om. Welcome. Welcome to Sirius Star Center. Oh, everyone, you're all welcome. Please enjoy the rooms behind you, all around you. Enter into the chambers. And they look at each other and the door opens. It's illuminated. She flies away, waving. Ooh, look at those rooms. So the visitors are wandering throughout the various rooms. Which one did you see? What did you do? Did you open one of the doors?
Yes, I did.
What'd you see?
I saw purple and stars and pillows everywhere. It was a great room.
What were the pillows doing?
They were floating.
Oh. Did you see one? Did you open the door?
Open the door and I saw little gold beings flying around.
Wow. Did they say anything to you?
Yay, welcome.
I don't think they heard you. You guys say that again. What did
we are the fairies coming to help.
Oh.
Yay, here they come.
By way of Venus.
Oh, by way of Venus.
I think that was what I was trying to say, that by way of Venus, the fairies, much as the archangels answered the call of Michael, and all the lightworkers came, Isis herself, Isis embodied, flew all the way to Venus, where she convened the fairy kingdoms to prepare them for their mission. They too would join in the pods that went to the Gaia Star.
Pods? What are pods?
Personal on-demand storage units in the most recent incarnation, but we aren't speaking of those today.
One of the temple doors opened, and there were all these goddesses. Oh, except they're not statues. At first you think they're statues because they're so beautiful. And the standing, and the smiling, and the looking.
Oh, baby.
You gotta work on that a little bit. Come on now. We gotta think about that while we're singing. Come on. Are you gonna come with me to Earth?
Oh, yes. I'll fly with you to Earth.
All right. I think think we should try to play music when we, you know, some people tell me that when you get, when you fly to Earth, that you can lose each other because there's this like long tunnel and it's full of light and it moves really fast and you can get a little confused at the end. And sometimes you could even like forget. You, yeah, yeah. But are you still willing to go, even if we forget who each other's are? Who each other's are? Will you still come? I know. Let's think of something that'll help us remember. What can we do to help us remember? Like, what if I land on the other side of the world, and it, there's no cars?
We could feel your vibration.
Okay, so through the vibration, through the songs, and the
color.
All right, I'm purple.
And the spiraling symbol of our galaxy.
I can throw a little dash of rainbow colors on my purple.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think we should...
Dashing through the bow. That's rainbow for all you folks. We are approaching the Christmas season, so I thought that was permissible. Okay, we bring you back to our regularly scheduled show.
Okay. I have to tell you this brief story. This play, The Rainbow Crystals of the Earth, was the original name for the Gaia Star Crystal. I was sitting on the woodpile out in the northeast corner of the land of this farm, the Singing Brook Farm, with my cat, Foo. And we were watching the sunset. And I said, Foo, he didn't have a tail. He was part bobcat. And he just looked at me and he's like, yeah, it's cool. Sunset's really beautiful. I said, it's so beautiful. I want to write a play about that. About this cycle that we live on called the Mother Earth cycle. The Gaia Star. So I came back down to the house and spoke to my son Jesse and said, I'm gonna write a play. Yeah, Mom, let's do that. So we drove to upstate New York in the car. It's about a 5-hour drive. And we came up with this idea to reenact story about the crystal seekers who come to Earth. And they meet each other looking for something. They're not sure why. And they find each other in the plants and the angels and the fairies and the wisdom seekers all talk to them. One by one. I introduced these characters. Kind of took up the whole winter. 26 characters later, 13 songs. And we performed the play once on April 22nd, 1999. Rainbow Crystals of the Earth. So many wonderful things happened here on this land. All came true. Circle of Life. One of those circle of life moments of living here on this beautiful land. I woke up with this song. It's called Circle of Life. It fits right in here, right into this part. Circle of life, circle of love, reaching toward the source. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching to all the songs. Illuminate life with your presence, with your spirit, your love, your love. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching to all the songs. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching toward. This was a song that I wrote in 2005. And just the other day, Robin's friend Janice came in and had us sit down in front of the wood stove. It was kind of snowing that night. And she said, "I want to read you something." And she read this opening story in the Mayan Oracle cards. And it sounded just like this story. I was so stunned by the exact words and the terminology that she was reading, I had to stop her and say, what are you reading? And she says, "Oh, it's the intro to the Mayan Oracle cards." And yet it sounded just like the rainbow star, rainbow crystal, rainbow story of the earth. And it was printed in 1992, and I got the inspiration in 1998. And one of the things that struck me was the night of the full moon, in particular, was that these celestial beings who volunteer to come on a divine mission, they come to Earth, and many of them forget who they are. And when the stars are in a circle, dancing in the light of the stars of the circle, they will awaken. That is the time of the awakening of these messengers, of these people. And they will be singing in a circle of light. So I had to stop that, and I ran outside, and I took my ukulele. And there they were, the circle of rainbow of stars in a circle. And here we are, waking ourselves up for this moment. Thank you.
Yes. The very best of light entertainment coming to you on ASR Crystal Radio Hour.
Your host,
Bob Sherwood, on the keyboard today, and Miriam Massaro with her brilliant story reading, her artistic tickling of the strings of multiple musical instruments, and of course, the smile that is the gateway to the incredible voice of creativity and musical melody.
Of love release. May the feelings of love arise.
Thank you for tuning into the Gaia Star Crystal Hour with your hosts Miriam Acero, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. We hope you enjoyed our latest creation in bringing you musical inspiration that weaves pathways into your soul.